You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Men's must-haves. It's as simple as that. We have a health and wellness-based topic, and most of the time, you hear me talking, or a lot of women come and visit. But I want to hear the voices of our men, so I invited them to be with us here at the table to tell us about their passionate thoughts, their insights, their beliefs, their fears, their concerns, and solutions. With us at the table is Brother Bob Rand. Also with us at the table is Brother Malek Haru. We also have Brother Matt Miller and Brother Richard Hulse. Say hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Greetings.
More. Matt?
Hello, I'm here.
Richard?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
I'm going to be calling your names a lot. A sister loves to call a man's name. What I want are your insights. I need to know, what are a man's must-haves? Let's start with Malek. I asked him to join us at the door. It's like, come here. And he said, sure. So, Brother Malek, what are your must-haves as a man?
Must-haves. My number one must-have is time of peace and quiet to study the scriptures.
Okay. I'm writing these down, so keep going. Brother Bob, what are your must-haves? Quickly.
I really don't have any must-haves.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's...
You are a successful man. You have made some strides, some efforts, no way. You have to have must-haves. You want me to come back to you?
Striving to please God.
Oh, what?
To carry myself in a Christ-like manner that others may see me and therefore understand that God is real.
Okay, that's a must-have. Brother Matt, what is a must-have for you?
You know what, Lydia? I've been very, very blessed. And, you know, I just love getting up every day and just taking every adventure on that comes in front of me. And I just enjoy the fact that I can take some goals and make them happen. And, you know, I just love it. And I'm a life lover, so it's really, really just simple for me just to get up every day and just be blessed and take on any challenges there. And I just enjoy life, and that I must have that great feeling about it every day.
Okay, so your must-have is that since you're a life lover, you're passionate about every aspect of your life, yes?
Everything's great. I really can't complain because it's the way you put it and you think about it every day. If you wake up negative, you're going to have a really negative day. But if you think, I'm going to have the best day in the world, you're going to have the best day in the world, and I do every single day.
Brother Richard, what are your must-haves?
What? Tranquility.
Tranquility.
Yes. Because you must have peace of mind and peace of self. And you always realize when you have that, life is always going to be good. And every day is a great day.
So true.
What'd you say?
I said, so true.
We got an agreement here. Brother Malek says it's so true. So what I'm hearing from all four of you is that you have to have peace and quiet. It's always God first. You're a life lover. in whatever aspect that is, and tranquility and peace of self are your must-haves. Now, you know I'm going to ask you, hey, I'm just going to remind everybody real quick, 1-877-932-9766, and you can tell us what your must-haves are. Join us. I love it when you call in and tell me what your insights are. I have three articles to share with you, gentlemen, so the conversation is going to keep going. What would keep you from having your peace and quiet, Brother Malek? What would yank your nerves that would keep you from having your peace and quiet?
You know, really, it's really the environment. I mean, when you have a noisy environment, part of that environment can be inside your own head. So you got to have peace and quiet within your own head. You got to have peace and quiet in your physical environment around you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about being still. And it's about turning inward, being introspective, reflecting. I think when we do that, we can make better decisions. We also tend to hurt fewer people as men.
Hurt? What do you mean hurt?
Well, a lot of people have been hurt by men. A lot of women have been hurt by men. A lot of children have been hurt by men. And a lot of that hurt has actually occurred as a result of men not stopping and turning inward and reflecting before they speak and act.
Now, one of the things I want you all to do, because men have a tendency to do this, when there's a woman around, they kind of give way for that woman to direct their conversation. Today, I want you to do what we used to do at my mama's table. Jump in there. If it gets chaotic, I'll slow it down. But I do hear what you're saying, that because of your own actions, other people are directly affected by those.
Yes.
So your peace and quiet is absolutely a must-have.
It's a must-have, yes.
Okay, Brother Bob, what would keep you from getting your must-have? And you said God first.
Well, I guess the best answer to that is that over a period of time, when you reach my age.
What's your age?
Well, we really don't have to.
If I were
a woman, I would be like you.
No, all women are not like that. I'm happy to tell anybody. I'm 61 and moving.
We can get on to the question, it's a matter of understanding that, you know, I have reached the point where I understand that in God's divine will, there is that of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
There is that of controversy,
mm-hmm.
That what we perceive to be perfect may not truly exist, because that's in our frame of mind. It's an absolute happiness. Oftentimes you wonder, and I saw a movie last night. It was called something about the best man's holiday.
Holiday, I remember.
And in it had several factors involved in it, but among them was, and I hope anyone has not seen the movie doesn't mind my speaking about it, but the wife of the football player died, and it was very tragic. And it seemed like everybody in the movie theater was crying. And yet when the beauty of it was, and the beauty of God, of understanding who and what God is when Harper, one of the characters, his wife had a baby. And the football player, who Harper and the football player had a conflict, the football player helped deliver this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the child was then named after the lady, or the football player's wife, after his wife. And it gave a pretty well a total understanding of the beauty and the greatness of God, which really encompasses all that these gentlemen have spoken about. When we find peace, we find peace when we find peace in our own mind. When we seek peace, when we understand that nothing in this world is perfect, and in that, we then understand there are going to be trials and tribulations.
So what is the thing that would keep you from your God-first attitude or your must-have? What's the one thing?
There is nothing that can keep me from my God-first.
Not even temptation?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing keeps me from
tell me how you really feel.
God-first.
All right, then.
You know, because I understand that God is God. You see, the problem with most people, they don't understand that God is God.
Okay.
They think their God is a God. Most people's God is a God of convenience.
Well, we'll stop there and we'll continue there down the road, because got a feeling I'm going to need some God by the end of this conversation. Brother Matt, What is the one thing that would keep you from your must-have?
Boy,
because you are a life lover.
I am a life lover. I love my family. I love all my close friends. And
what would keep you from this lifestyle that you've chosen, your must-have? What would deter you? What do you think that would be?
I don't know. I don't have any skeletons in the closet. I do love Jesus Christ and God and everything that they're about. And, you know, there's nothing that can stand in front of him for sure. But I just love everything about my life because...
So you let nothing get ahead of your being a life lover and that which it would entail. You don't allow it.
I don't allow anything. I mean, it's because I don't go down that negative trail. You know, these people get negative, and they get the fear. And if you can stay positive, then nothing can keep you from anything.
Exactly.
Okay, you got some nods here with me here at the table. Well, Brother Richard, I want to know what your thoughts are. I want to know what would be a deterrent from your peace of self or that tranquility. What would impact that in a negative way? What would keep you from it?
Other negative people, really.
People?
Other negative people.
Other negative people.
Because at an early age, I became a peace of mind. I mean, at a very early age.
How old were you?
I was about 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Yes.
And you went through puberty and all of that peaceful?
Peaceful.
When's your next book coming out? You laughing. I'm serious.
Well, growing up, having a peace of mind, you learn to listen to other people to see where they're coming. Because a lot of times, as you say, you want to follow your role model, you get to pick and choose who you follow and who you want to listen to.
Well, let me share this with you since we're talking about men speak, all right? Men speak focuses on...